The United Nations has protested the actions of the government of Myanmar, which was formerly known as Burma. The military government began a violent crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations yesterday. Vanessa Greco has this report.
Myanmar security forces raided two Buddhist monasteries early Thursday, hauling away more than 70 monks after a day of violent confrontation with monk-led protesters that left at least one person dead, although some witnesses report several more deaths. Opposition leaders were also arrested in the early morning hours. The security forces fired at protesters for the first time Wednesday, in street protests that have brewed over the last month into the biggest demonstrations against Myanmar's military rulers since 1988. Protesters and even bystanders in Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, pelted police with bottles and rocks. The United Nations Security Council issued a statement of concern about Myanmar's violent crackdown and urged the military regime to let in a special envoy from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. British Ambassador to the UN, Sir John Sowers, says the Security Council has a strong message for the military government in Myanmar.
The age of impunity is dead. It's over. And the people will be held accountable for the actions that they take.
Troops and police prepared barbed wire barricades at major junctions in central Yangon on Thursday in preparation for expected new monk-led mass protests against military rule. The protests are the biggest challenge to the junta since a failed 1988 democracy uprising. In that crisis, soldiers shot into crowds of peaceful demonstrators, killing thousands. I'm Vanessa Greco.